From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama outlined his plans for his final year in office on Friday. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, the president stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to defeat the Islamic State.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
The president touted big wins for his administration in the past year, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the country and across the world, rather, gathered in New York to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the resolution sends a clear message that it is time to stop the killing in Syria.
It is correct that we are repeating something which has been stated previously, but it is now stated in the context of the United Nations Security Council resolution, which has impact of international law and mandate, and in addition to that, it is with the notion that everybody understands that in January we hope and expect to be at the table and be able to implement a full ceasefire.
The resolution formalizes a target of 6 months for establishing a transitional government, followed by elections in 18 months. It does not mention what will become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.